Questions 5. Children and their upbringing, looking after them, rewarding, punishing, and educating them, the effects of TV or computers on family life.
Model answers 5.
1. What is your relationship like with your parents or children?
A. I am very fond of my family, but I don't always get on very well with them. They try to control me too much, and quite often they treat me like a child. My friends are given much more freedom, while I am always told what is right and what is wrong. They expect me to regard them as friends, but at the same time, they just give instructions and hardly ever ask me about my feelings. In fact, I would never admit them, least of all to my parents.
B. I get on very well with my daughter. I see her as my best friend, and she will come to me first if she has a problem. She is a nice and obedient child, although sometimes a bit touchy. I remember I told her off once, and she wouldn't talk to me for days afterwards. She tends to take everything to heart and doesn't like to be criticized. I think I'll have to teach her how to take certain things easy.
2. How do you bring up your children?
A. I think I am quite child-centered and stress freedom over authority. I try to be loving and give my child everything I couldn't have when I was young. I spare the rod because I don't want to spoil my kid's life. Others say it is no good wrapping children in cotton wool, but I would like my kid to enjoy life, and I am determined to support him as long as I live.
B. I am said to be a strict parent. I admit I insist on punctuality, tidiness, and courtesy from my children. For if they are not polite at home, why should they act differently outside? I never let them avoid the household chores or have their own way. They are too young to know their own minds. I think I must educate them now so that they will be able to stand on their own feet later.
3. Are parents too permissive with their children nowadays?
A. Yes, they tend to say to themselves, I want to be free, so why shouldn't my children be free? These kids can easily get out of control and become unmanageable. In fact, the spread of juvenile delinquency is largely due to parental laxity. There are many children hanging around in the streets who will grow into criminals or good-for-nothing idlers.
B. No, I don't think so. I suppose there are more strict parents today than permissive ones. They know that being permissive often does more harm than good. On the other hand, there are quite a few parents who try to protect their children from the pitfalls of life, which is just natural.
4. Should children have pocket money?
Yes. Why not let them learn how to manage a certain amount of money and how to make it last for a week or a month? The amount should not be too much, though. In fact, I use it as a kind of reward or punishment by giving more than usual or nothing at all, depending on the child's behavior.
B. No, they shouldn't. I always buy what I find reasonable for them. I may change my mind, however, when they grow older. A teenager needs more money than a child, and the parent cannot always be on hand.
5. What is your attitude to corporal punishment?
Corporal punishment is ineffective, as beating can hardly make an unmanageable child obey his elders. It only frightens the child and makes both the child and the parent feel unhappy. It is also degrading and cruel. It ruins the child's self-respect and does more harm than good. 6. How would you behave if you found out your child had gone out of control?
Dealing with a naughty child is no easy matter. The only wise attitude the parents can adopt towards their children's behavior is to sit down with them, ask them about their problems, and explain to them what is right and what is wrong. 7. Would you give your children everything they want?
A. No, I don't think so. Giving a child everything he wants as soon as he wants it means spoiling him. The child ought to be praised and amply rewarded only when he has deserved it.
B. It is only natural for parents to try to do so. Children, however, must realize that money is earned by hard work. So parents should try and convince them not to want everything that money can buy.
8. What are the most important things about educating a child?
It is very important to direct the child's energy into the right channels. A child often has more energy than he knows what to do with. Later, youngsters should be taught respect for other people and respect for the law. They should also be taught patriotism and the need for hard work. They must know what is morally right or wrong. 9. Do you think schools are able to meet these requirements?
Schools are obsessed with training the child rather than giving him an overall moral education. Many youngsters are reaching maturity without learning the hard lessons of life. Parents are inclined to leave the child's education up to the school, which it fails to do properly, owing to many different factors. Some of these are high pupil-teacher ratios, lack of time and money, negligence of teachers, etc. 10. Are children overburdened at school?
Yes. In the best secondary schools in Hungary, students have to cope with an enormous workload. Teachers force them to do a lot of homework and take oral tests in class, which puts an unrelenting mental pressure on them. Students are required to make an even more intense effort in the third and fourth years of grammar school so that they can get admission to university. 11. Have you or your friends ever had any experience of the generation gap?
Yes, I suppose everybody has. The generation gap is by no means a modern phenomenon. The young have always reacted against the accepted beliefs of their elders. I myself was a rebel in my younger days, and mostly had a difference of opinion with my mother. I was very critical of my parents and the world around me, but never of myself. To tell you the truth, I still don't know why my mother was dead against me going steady with a boy at the age of 16. I think this is just natural. 12. What are some of the problems teenagers have?
By the time they are 16 or 17, they almost certainly have experienced some disillusionment with adult society, being very much sensitive to social injustice. They would like to be given unrestricted freedom at one moment and would like to be told what to do the next. They feel that their parents do not understand them, which leads them to ignore parental advice. That's why they often feel frustrated about their own affairs. Teenagers need extra attention, both from parents and teachers. Otherwise, they may easily turn to drugs or violence. 13. How can you get your children to study?
A. You must trust a child. Give him responsibility and let him decide if he wants to study or not. He will never study if he doesn't want to, even if you are standing behind his back with a rod and try to bully him into doing so.
B. You can always cajole a child into studying. I just tell him that he'll get a bicycle or a new pair of jeans if he studies hard, and this always does the trick.
14. What are the job and career prospects for young people today?
A. Quite promising. There are far more possibilities today than ever before. Nevertheless, much harder work, more self-discipline, more constructiveness, and a more rational approach are required of them than even some years ago if they want to work their way up.
B. Not very promising. There are far fewer jobs than ever before, and the unemployment rate is rising. It is difficult for youngsters to join in this rat race, where efficiency has priority over human values. Quite a few of them go abroad and try to find the right jobs for themselves in other states of the European Union, mainly in Austria, Germany, England, or Ireland.
15. How much freedom should children have in the choice of their careers?
A. Parents should have a say, but the final decision should be left up to the child. After all, it is his life. He should know what he wants to do with it.
B. It goes without saying that the child cannot take the responsibility of decision-making concerning his future life. Parents should tell him what career to choose because they have more life experience, and only they know what is good for their child. After all, they know the child better than he does himself, and can more easily decide what kind of job he is suited to.
16. Should parents still support their children once they have grown up?
A. I personally doubt it. I think they should teach their kids how to stand on their own feet rather than support them until the end of the parents' lives. In fact, it is the parents who should be given support when they are too old to be able to look after themselves.
B. Yes, I think so. Otherwise, newlyweds, for example, would not be able to set up their own homes and raise 2 or 3 children. Only with the help of a grandmother or a grandfather can a mother go out to work, or can parents do some entertaining, such as going out together or giving dinner parties to friends or relatives.
17. What are the effects of television on family life?
I accept that television is part of modern life, but it can do a lot of harm if it is not used carefully and selectively. In our family, for example, my parents sit glued to the TV set almost every evening. And if I try to talk to them, they just say, "Shh, we can't hear the TV." By the way, I don't think evening programs are worth all that fuss, so sometimes I try to talk my parents out of watching them. Even then, the TV is on and provides an unpleasant background noise for our discussion. 18. What are the effects of computers on family life?
You can't avoid using a computer nowadays. Most people regularly use the computer for writing emails, chatting with their friends, or for getting information. The problems begin when they become addicted to it and sit in front of the computer all day. After a while, they will not be able to establish real contact with the people around them, and they will prefer virtual friends to real ones. They may become alienated from their own family members. 19. Do you think family life is different today from what it was like 40 to 50 years ago?
Yes. I remember life used to be more fun when I was a child. I lived in a happy family and had lots of friends. Now there are fewer opportunities for enjoying the company of other people because everybody is busy and they don't have time for each other. We used to know all of our neighbors, but this is no longer the case. We are becoming isolated from each other, and, what is even worse, from the members of our own family. Also, families used to be much larger.
My grandmother was one of six children. Very few people nowadays care to have such large families.
20. Are you against or in favor of large families? Why?
A. I think large families are happy families. The children in a large family naturally learn how to be considerate to others, and that they are not the center of the universe. For them, the family is a large unit in which every single member stands by the other, whatever happens. They can share their sorrows and they can share their joys. They have the advantage of never feeling lonely. A child brought up in a large family wouldn't dream of sending an elderly relative to an old people's home. They know it is the family's duty to look after an old parent.
B. It would be nice to have a large family and a lot of children, but I am afraid I couldn't afford it. With my wife having taken up a career outside the home, we are too busy to bring up more than two children, not to mention the huge amount of money we would have to earn so that we could cater for their needs properly. It is not good to have so many children if you can't buy them proper clothes and can't give them everything that they want.